K-State Nation, we made it to the final game of 2025, folks, of the football season. This is the Pro Project Podcast pregame of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. My name is Eddie Greer, the third here in Kansas City, Missouri here. All things K-State sports, whether that is football, men's, women's basketball, women's volleyball, also wrapping up on Saturday afternoon as well here. Everything K-State sports. We got it for you covered for this particular podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to this Thanksgiving episode here. I am recording this a couple of days earlier, actually. A couple of days early. But when this comes out, it'll be the day after Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving out there, K-State Nation. Hope everyone is having a safe and great Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Recording this episode on Wednesday, November 26th, 2025. Yes, the day before Thanksgiving, so I already said it. So there you go as well. So happy Thanksgiving again, K-State Nation. We have made it, yes, to the end of this frustrating football season there as well. And Saturday, early game, already went over, recorded the Big 12 scoreboard, which that should be already out. Be already out ahead of the pregame. So there you go now. So we're going to have you cover this everyday podcast every single day. Yes, sir. Colorado. So the matchup, the regular season finale, Bill Starter Family Stadium, 11 a.m. on FS1. Colorado, Deion Sanders, 3-8 overall, 1-7. Yes, 1-7 in Big 12 play. Taking on your K-State Wildcats, sitting there, 5-6. Yes, 5-6 overall this year in 2025, 4-4 in Big 12 play, folks. And who would have thought, going all the way back to August, that I'm going to be sitting here recording a few days early, that K-State not even in the picture for the Big 12. And we have all this talent. And everything else like that, the injuries, the missed opportunities, the heartbreaks, right, of this team all season long. Man, definitely been a frustrating season. Another frustrating year. Oh, my goodness. Like I said, we're going to have time. We're going to have time to adjust it, but maybe we're going to take a look back at the schedule a little bit, because we usually don't talk numbers on here anyway. But this has been a year of missed opportunities. And K-State, we're sitting here. Oh, and also, who would have thought that we get to this point, this exact point of the year, K-State needs one more win to be, what we all call it again, quote-unquote, bowl eligible, that six-win mark. K-State's sitting at 5 wins. We had an opportunity to get that last week against 12th-ranked Utah. Everything right there. And that Utah game really is a microcosm. That whole entire game is the microcosm of the 25 season for Chris Klieman, head coach of this football team, and his staff, and his team. you had Utah on not once, but twice. You had a chance to put them in the bind in the first half, let them back in the ball game. Second half, same. They got back in the ball game. You made plays there, and you made a crucial play late. And now on top of that, you're up by 10 with less than 6 minutes to go in the game. You did not know how to finish. And all the emotions coming out of it and whatnot. And there's been a big deal about the Chris Klieman breaking down, the press conference, whatnot, and all that is. And I haven't said anything about that yet. I haven't even said a damn thing about that yet. But look, now it's just been missed opportunity. And here we are. Bill Snyder Family Stadium, which will be on Senior Day, folks. So definitely, if you're making, speaking of traveling, if you're traveling out there to Manhattan to support this team one last time, if obviously at Bill Snyder Family Stadium home game, obviously, then definitely safe travels out there to do so with all that. But yeah, so here we are, and you're playing a 3-8 Colorado team. And last year, you played this team in Boulder, you fell behind early, you had to come behind late, and you don't have, obviously, your playmaker, you don't have your playmakers, Jace Brown, out the rest of the year. Dylan Edwards, we know that situation, he's in the transfer portal and all that. There's a few other injuries. Austin Romain is out for the rest of the year. It's just mind-boggling. Absolutely mind-boggling how this team on paper, again, we can sit here and win games on paper. When you get out in the field, it's a lot more. You can do all this training, all that other stuff. Yeah, it's like, okay, it's easy and all that. When you get out into this, in the real world, as everybody likes to call it, and particularly with all these jobs, it's different. It's different out there. It's different. And for K-State football, it's been definitely different this season as well. Obviously, it started with Iowa State. Iowa State, you know, taking that game away, taking that one home game away. And funny enough, now, we didn't know the order of these opponents going in here. And it was all these donors, all the fans say, hey, let's just go to Ireland. Let's party it up, right? Have a good-ass time, right? Nope. There are missed opportunities. And that, again, the Utah game by itself, everything about it, was the whole curtain call of how this season's gone. Iowa State, missed opportunities there, right? Even how sloppy you play, you had a chance to beat that team. And that team has fallen off the face of the earth in the second half. North Dakota, and we are lucky to win this ball game. how the hell we did it? I don't know. I don't know. Cause we should have 38, 35. That should have been not that close, to be honest. North Dakota was, and I said it in one of the. I think I said it in the actual pregame. You've been every day of this podcast all fall long. You probably wouldn't remember, but this was a bad football team. North Dakota, bad football, like a 4-6 football team, Division II, bad football team. They should have been not, had no business being that close. And not even a chance for them to win the ball game, right? K-State, you got let off the hook on that one, and it should have been the other way around. You should have dominated that team, even with the way that Ireland went. You should have been able to handle that team. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's easy for me sitting here, laid up, in front of the mic, talking like that. But that's just, again, you should have been able to at least three TD score win on them, right? And on Army. Army's turn out to be the worst team, one of the worst teams in college football. You get manhandled in the trenches at home. I said that in the time of the reaction edition. You got out physicaled. You got out physicaled against Army and you lost. You couldn't get off the field at home. And then you go on the road to Arizona. And Arizona has turned out to be definitely the surprise of the 2025 football season, right? Everybody said Arizona's going to be terrible. Everybody says Arizona's going to suck ass. Everybody's going to say that. But Arizona has put together a surprising season, a great season, at 8-3. Nobody said that. Not even me. So I don't want to hear it. Nobody said that. I know we're taking a look at the time machine of this K-State team. So, but Arizona, we had our chances to get. We got back in the ballgame, but I think, all right, here we go. We're going to use that to springboard us to win. Nope. We didn't make plays. We did not make plays late in that game. Lost that one. UCF took care of that one, maybe a little sloppy, but we took care of that at home. Baylor, this is another one. You see, we would have beat Baylor in Utah. I think was Baylor ranked? I can't remember at the time. I'll have to go back to all damn episodes that we recorded and find that out. But Baylor, yeah, a chance to win that game. And again, same thing, you're up late in the fourth quarter. See, you're up late in the fourth quarter. It was 7 minutes to go, but still, you're up late. Had the ball. Every Johnson throws that pick six. Everything just snowballs after that. There as well. So there's that. TCU, you take care of them. See, if this K-State team played, TCU was pretty good at the time, and they still are because they're 7-4 now. But that's a good football team you beat. And you were on top of your game then in the Des Brunell game right here. Folks, in that, and then you absolutely obliterated Kansas in Lawrence where, oh shit, you know, KKU, this is definitely the year. We can't beat this K-State team. Yeah. Well, turns out to be Kansas you're still sorry, right? And funny enough, us in Kansas, we're in the same position. 5-6. Look at the Gold Bowl eligible. And then Texas Tech, a couple weeks ago. Texas Tech, you actually were out playing them. And the same thing, you had a chance to make them even more uncomfortable. You didn't do it. And even so, you had, this was a game in the fourth quarter where you had them on the ropes and you self-destructed. Oklahoma State, you coming off a bye. You play like straight up ass in that game. I'm sorry. I know we're taking back a look back at how we got here to sorry ass 5-6 is a Pro Bunch of Podcast. All things K-State Sports, Eddie Greer unleashing. You know, KSU pregame, Colorado, FS1, 3-8 Colorado. K-State looks to get bowl eligible on Saturday afternoon. Not Saturday afternoon. Saturday, well, when the time is over, it will be Saturday afternoon. Eddie Greer for the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State Sports. So, Oklahoma State, you play like ass and somehow got away with it and won the game there with it. Come off a bye, you play like straight up bad. That can't happen. And obviously, we definitely know what happened last week. It's Utah. And now, where is their emotional psyches at? I have no clue. I'll be honest with you on that one. I have no clue how this is going to shake out. How this all going to shake out for this team coming up. And you just got to wonder, right? After, you know, the Avery Johnson down, being sad. Chris Klieman showing the emotion. Gene Taylor, the athletes were coming up there and getting him a hug and all that other stuff like that. Like I said, I haven't given my own thoughts about that yet. And I'm going to still not give my own thoughts about that because we're not off-season to talk about that. You know, in the future of this program, because right now, and, you know, it's hard to win 8 games and all that. And K-State fans, we should be all be frustrated because this team has not... Cold Man back on the 3-month podcast said, yeah, it's been 3 years. I don't know about, I know for sure two. Well, actually, maybe he is right because we had Will Howard the year that Avery Johnson was going to be the man. Will Howard went to Ohio State, won a national championship. So we can talk about that too. So that maybe, you know, missed the opportunity there, you know, but. That, again, that's another conversation, but at least I'm going to stay right here. I can go back to that later on the show, but this is 2 years in a row. I do know. It's 2 years in a row that this team has failed to meet expectations, and K-State fans should be pissed off about it. You shouldn't be soft. You should be, oh, it's going to be okay. No, it's not for a community, a city, a college town, one of the best college towns in the country. And, yeah, I'm biased because, yeah, I went to K-State, obviously, because why would I be doing a podcast if I didn't go to Kansas State? But, again, it's just a fact that, you know, a team that relies so heavily, a city that relies so heavily on its football team, and then number two, its men's basketball program, success, you ain't getting that. But you can't get that by losing football games. It's unacceptable on this podcast, on my podcast. So I got a mic. You guys listen to me, and it's unacceptable. So maybe my frustrations for the whole year taking out on this football team. Because we have a recruiting class like, like an Avery Johnson, Jace Brown going on the flip side of the ball. I know Jordan Allen. Yeah, the list goes on, right? You expect this was one of the this was supposed to be the best class that Chris Klieman has gotten to this point, and nobody even said that yet. Yeah, I went there. This was the best class recruiting class in this history of Kansas State football program history. I remember saying that a couple years ago, a couple years ago, saying it on this particular podcast. Me and Alex discussed it on the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's podcast, GRIER number 3 EDDID podcast. And yet we're sitting here 2 years later, pretty much when this Colorado game is over on Saturday afternoon. Underwhelming. It is underwhelming, and you're gonna get at least every. If unless something catastrophic happens, Avery Johnson should be back for his senior year. at K-State. It is a missed opportunity. It is missed opportunity. Again, pretty much the theme of 2025. Missed opportunity after missed opportunity after missed opportunity after missed opportunity. It's just, I don't understand. You're laying here. You're playing your senior day. You want to be playing meaningful football at this time of year. K-State ain't doing that. K-State ain't doing that for the second straight year. You're playing Colorado, who is obviously, the record speaks for itself. Yes, Deion Sanders, head coach. We all know his accolades and his resume, right? Hall of Famer and all that other stuff, right? But team ain't that good. it ain't good this year. It is what it is. So you cannot come out. And I'm definitely not going to give keys to the game because it's a moot point at this point of the year. And I'm at this time that I don't give a damn. At this time, I'm at a point where, all right, if you're going to be treating me like this, then no. I ain't all for that. And I'm sorry. I shouldn't apologize, but I'll be blunt, but hey, it is what it is. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, it's going to be okay. This team is going to be all right. But no, when we have concerns, no, I'm not going to ignore, sit here and ignore that. Cause I just went back through the entire schedule. Just a snippet. Cause we can go back and rehash some of this, this stuff. Now I'm sure Alex is going to have his takes because we'll have Alex on the pod band where he's returned. It looks like it's going to be Monday. I'm not going to sit here and say we're going on Monday because every time I say that, you know, something else wildly, unexpectedly happens. I shouldn't be expecting that. I shouldn't be prepared for that by now because it seems like everything's going the opposite way when I'm thinking everything's going this way. Everything is going really, in reality, it's going that way. But the K-State football program is right now. This is the KSU pregame edition. Kind of a little bit of pregame, but it's okay because it's the last game of the season. Eddie Greer III for Football Watchers Podcast, all things K Sports. Unless of course K State should win this ball game, but again, crazier things happen. But yeah, K State, assuming they need to win this game to get bowl eligible, you go 5-7. It's going to be even. Well, it's going to heads already been rolling. They didn't even roll even more. You were going to fall flat against a Colorado team that is not good. 3-8, only one win in conference play. I'm in the stats right now. One win in conference play? Are you kidding me? I don't know. we expected Colorado to fall off because no Shador Sanders, no Travis Hunter, no all that stuff. But K-State should be pissed. And they should take their frustrations out a whole season's worth on Colorado to get themselves a bowl eligible, which means we're going to have to do another pregame and a reaction edition later on this year. So that's that. There will be a reaction. Yes, there will be a reaction following the game. So a unique circumstances. I do work on Sunday. So I'll be working Sunday. So yeah, we might put it off until Monday, depending on what's going on there. I am working Sunday, but I'll probably record it on Monday and have that out on Monday night because there's nothing really much going on afterwards because everything is wrapping up with women's volleyball at Iowa State on Saturday afternoon. That should follow the football game. If not, the football game, depending on the pace of it is, should be close to be wrapping up then. And then, of course, you have K-State, Iowa State on the football. K-State women's volleyball, Iowa State on the women's volleyball side at 2, and everything will wrap up then. So we're going to have basketball to talk about with y'all. And then we'll be and then, of course, we'll know, again, hoping K-State wins this ball game. 6-6 looks at least better than 5-7. At least 5-7. Yeah, it's just stupid, ridiculous how we got to this point of the season. Yeah, injuries, inconsistent coaching decisions is bad. Avery Johnson, 2,000, has thrown this year for 2,270 yards, 18 touchdowns, 6 interceptions this season. And how many minutes have gone in this pregame? I don't know, it's gone 20 minutes damn, it's gone by fast. 20 minutes into this pregame, and not mention somebody made history last week, and we still lost the damn game. The person we're talking about, Joe Jackson, right? Almost 300 yards rushing, and we still lose the damn game. How the hell does that happen? Well, I should expect that because everything you expect is good. No, it's going bad, right? But Joe Jackson, almost 800 yards rushing this year, 5 TDs, and of course, Chase Brown out for the rest of the year. You're a leading receiver, and we have receivers that are not experienced on the field, like a Sterling Lockett, and for the third year in a row, we're talking about Sterling Lockett. I think he has a catch this year, or at least 2 catches this year, but he hasn't been much productive since K-State. I'm sorry. I'm just telling what it is. I'm saying what it is. I'm not BSing. I'm not saying like, you know, it's gonna be right. No. I'm not saying all that. He's been unuseful, really. So, yeah, we sat and I pretty much go back to what we talked about a couple years ago. I thought Sterling Lockett was like, oh damn, we're getting another Lockett. He's gonna be a factor. He has not been much of one. I tell you, I promise you that. And of course, Jerron Tibbs out there, the inconsistencies early on in the year. He's made all the hype around Jerron Tibbs this year was bad early on. Gotten better though. But he was bad early on. So, but I don't know, man. It's crazy to sit here thinking now that it's going. I don't know, man. This is a lot of stuff to figure out. A lot of stuff to figure out with football outside of podcasts, you know, trying to figure out what in the world is going on. You know, it's day to day trying to see. This is why you have this one day mentality thing. Because you just never know what's going to happen. Somebody could be happy and giggly one day, and the next day it's like, I don't want no part of it. I don't know what. I don't want no part of you. Stay the hell away from me. So it's like I don't know. You just gotta have that one day mentality thing these days. But it is just crazy. In fact, I mean, at K-State, you're sitting here with a lot of hype for the future. 2 years ago, and this is when we had Will Howard at the quarterback position. Even then, you're like, okay, we have an opportunity to get back Arlington. So that's 3 years in a row that you missed it. And even going back to that point, you know. Unfortunately, Will Howard ran out of Manhattan because of the whole Avery thing, Avery Johnson situation, right? And I've been one of the only K-State podcasts. Yeah, I'm gonna humble brag a little bit because I've been probably the only one that's been hard on him because what sometimes like. Oh my goodness, what are you doing? And the next thing you know, oh my, that's a great play. And half the time it's like. What's going on here? But yeah, Matt Wells, that's a whole other situation there as well. But yeah, it's crazy. Crazy enough that, you know, we're sitting here. Oh, on Thanksgiving weekend, you know, K-State, you know, 5-6. Yeah, hey, everything's great. Everything's fine, you know. 5-6 record, 4-4 in Big 12. Yeah, yeah, man. It's awesome. Awesome stuff. Kadon Salter, quarterback for Colorado, has thrown for only 1,200 plus yards, 10 TDs, 6 picks for the Cedar Hill, Texas native. And Carl's leading rusher, not even much better. Michael Welch, he's only scored 2 touchdowns all season long to 364 yards. And their leading receiver for the Buffaloes, Omarion Miller, 8 TDs this year for him. 37 catches, 687 yards. So that's kind of a bright spot there for them on that part. How do I get that? Interesting. But anyways, yeah. So let's just go through some of the defensive standouts here. Or at least one of them for Colorado. That's John Slaughter. He's a sophomore from Clarksdale, Mississippi. That's a guess there. He's had 2 picks this year for that secondary. And how about this individual? I don't think I've said his name on this podcast yet until right now, the day before Thanksgiving, Daniel Cobbs. He's really come on in that secondary for K-State, junior from Fort Worth, Texas. He has 3 interceptions this year. How do we miss that? I don't know, but this is the first time we shouted him out. Shout out Daniel Cobbs. One of the positives for K-State in 2025 is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Woo! Eddie Greer, pregame edition of the podcast here. Kind of a unique way here. The leading up to Colorado, 11 o'clock Saturday morning on FS1. One of 4 early games for the Big 12, as we discussed early on this week. Happy Thanksgiving to all K-State Nation. Hope everyone is enjoying themselves with friends and family during the during this holiday week. We're in the midst of it now. So, seriously, everyone is having a great Thanksgiving holiday weekend here as we get ready for the regular season finale, which K-State needs that. There's no way around it at this point. Needs to win this game to get officially, quote unquote, bowl eligible. They don't do that. EG3 can go buck wild if they don't win this game. I'm gonna tell you that. But just looking at the comparisons here, real quick here, we guys got a few more minutes on this pregame. But yeah, I talk a lot, and time has gone by super fast. But yeah, so for the most part, I've always enjoyed, and still, as we continue to roll on this thing here, as we approach December, talk K-State athletics there as well. And despite, yes, I know our football team ain't good, 5-6. We shouldn't be saying 5-6 is good, because that's hell no, hell to the no. That definitely ain't good enough. Every day of this podcast, again, make sure you hit that subscribe button like you do on Bev. Time to update your content daily. Y'all be first to know about it. But anyways, real quick. Looks like I'm trying to read here. Okay, there you go. I'm a little confused. Offensively, okay, let's take a look at the K-State offense and the defense real quick, number-wise. Anyways, K-State entering this game. This is how bad it is. 82nd offensively in the country for K-State versus one of the worst defenses in the nation, 127. So this is what I'm talking about here. It goes all the way back to Oklahoma State, and especially coming off a bye and playing like absolutely dog crap. You got, and especially the way you felt after that Utah game last week, you got to come out here and go all game busters on them. That's just the bottom line. You just cannot play. Do not play the college competition. You're at home. Senior day, the way that Utah game ended and all that, you got to come out, take the frustrations out. If there's any key to the game, take the frustrations to Colorado from the jump. Do not let them in. Do not dare. And I wouldn't be surprised. At this point, I would not be surprised if it happens, but do not even let them in the ball game. Take it from the first snap to the kickoff and just hammer them. 127 defensively? Seriously? And then the passing, passing 91st. Oof, this is ugly. 61st rushing. This is K-State. Passing defense, though. Colorado's got something. 56th in the nation. Pass defense. Colorado, that stands out. So, woo. And then 133rd. On the ground. So, everything, this is funny, because everything is good, and I'm, real quick, let me see, yeah, offensive defense, I'm gonna come back to that, hold a pin on that for a quick minute. Offensively, worst in the league, worst in the nation, Colorado, to 91st total defense in the nation for K-State, rushing yard, wait, hold on a second, this is rushing yards, rushing yard was still bad for Colorado, and then, of course, points, 21.5 there, given up by Colorado. Well, actually, this is offense, right? Yeah, offense, my bad. Offense, and then 29 points a game for the defense for K-State. So that's, you're almost giving 30 points a game, man. Again, that's a whole nother conversation. But I want to go back real quick before we wrap this up, because I already said K-State's going to win. K-State should win by at least 3 scores. I'm being nice. I mean, really nice here to wrap up the regular season of the podcast. So, got that. But it all comes together, right? Run the football. Run the football. Colorado, 133rd nationally in rush defense, you got to run the football. This is what, and they should have ran the football last week to close it out. Run the football. You, Avery Johnson, use the legs. Run the football. We said it all year long. Run the damn football. Run it. You don't have your number one receiver. You have receivers that are unexperienced that, in reality, shouldn't be out there outside of Jerron Tibbs. And again, it's unfortunate with the injuries. But again, run the football. Joe Jackson, Antonio Martin. Wait, and also, you got Antonio Martin in the transfer portal. Why do we have to wait 2 games before the season's out to see him play on the field? I mean, I don't know. I mean, yeah, we saw our little share of Devon Rice at the beginning of the year, but I don't know. It's just a waste of resources. If you ask me, this is a trainer who had a good resume, a decent resume. I thought he was going to be on the field a little bit more this year. I said it last week as well on the show. Run the football. This team can't hang with you. This team should not be able to hang with you. Run the damn football. Continue that momentum from last week. Joe Johnson, keep saying that. Damn it. Joe Jackson, give him the football. Avery Johnson, they should tear it. In reality, they should tear this team up. If you let Colorado hang around this ball game, I would not be surprised that happens. But hey, run the football. Run it. Antonio Martin, you got an offense in the end. This overshadows the offensive line played their ass off. Everybody did. The team did last week. But when you blow a 10-point lead, that don't even matter. Doesn't even matter. But the offensive line played probably its best game of the season. Use that momentum. A beat-up offensive line at that to take Colorado out. Take them completely out. Do not even give them a chance. Do not give them a chance. Run the football. Avery Johnson. Avery Johnson should have a big day on the ground. He and Joe Jackson. I'm even putting Martin in there. Give Antonio Martin to rock a little bit. Let him do something. Let him work a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. 133rd Colorado on rushing defense. And surprisingly, they have a good pass defense. In case they has had their ups and downs in the passing game. So, if I'm Matt Wells' shoes, I'm like, all right, which probably ain't going to happen because, you know, Matt Wells gets way too cute calling these plays, and he has not been very good calling. He's been bad at times this year calling plays, but again, that's another podcast. See, I'm unlocking stuff here in this pregame, but yeah, run the football, run the football down Carlos' throat. They shouldn't be with you. That's really the point of the story. That's the point I'm getting at. These teams and all that other stuff. This Carl team, sorry, only one win the conference play. Woo! They should not be with you. They should not. Colorado, one lousy win. And who that came come off of? Let me see here real quick. That was against Iowa State. They upset Iowa State. Yep, they upset Iowa State when they were ranked. In Boulder. Well, we're not in Boulder. This is going to be in Manhattan, Kansas. Bill Snyder Family Stadium, FS1 at 11. They're not in Boulder. So, we'll see what happens. We'll see what K-State has for us in store on Senior Day coming up on Saturday there as well. So, I know that's kind of a little bit different. Yeah, we like to have a mixed bag here in the pregame here lately. So, like to change things up a little bit. I don't usually talk numbers in general unless it's basketball or anything else like that. But, yeah, so that's where we're at, 5-6 K-State team. Here we are. It's wrapping this thing up. The day before Thanksgiving. When this comes out, it'll be the day after Thanksgiving there as K-State is a bowl eligible or not. So we'll see what happens at 11 o'clock, FS1 again, for those who can't make it to Manhattan or going to wait till the results come out of the game. But obviously, K-State Sports Network, Wyatt, Stan, Matt, the usual crew, will be at Bill Snyder Family Stadium, having all the action for you at 11 o'clock kickoff there as well. Kicking off a big Saturday. And then, of course, I mentioned in the middle of that pregame, women's volleyball at 2 as they wrap up the regular season. depending on what happens tonight against UCF for them at Iowa State. Looking forward to see what happens on K-State Saturday. The Purple Project podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it. We're a podcast, Matt Freeman, available daily. We're going to record K-State content. Appreciate y'all's support all year long on this podcast. Make sure you're enjoying the comedy of EG3 on this podcast. Make sure you go ahead, hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, hit the alarm bell. Every time we update your content daily, y'all be notified about it. Podbean app, Greer3 A's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R number 3, EDDID Process Podcast. Again, that's G-R-I-E-R number 3, EDDID Process Podcast, for more bonus coverage of your K-State Wildcats over there. And assuming everything stays online, the earliest we're going to record over there is Monday. So, and also return the much interesting return of Alex Aiden over there. And I'm sure he's going to have probably the same thing or even more spicy comments because the season's going to be over. And he'll have his takes on the K-State football season there as well. And, of course, make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan about this podcast. Safe travels for those who have been traveling throughout the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. To all K-State Nation, have a happy happy Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Alex Aiden out there in Shady Hill, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another pregame edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll talk to y'all on the reaction and at some point during the Thanksgiving weekend. Go Cats!